Well, you're driving around or take care of projects around the house Saturday morning, you have the radio turned on and you hear CCR, you know it's Rosie on the house. Here it comes. Yeah, let's go down the road and bring Brent into the conversation, who's calling from Pine Top. Good morning, Brent. How you doing this fine Saturday morning, my friend?
Good. How are you, sir?
Good, good.
I got a house that's about 20, 25 years old. It's a two-story. Built on a stem wall foundation with a crawl space underneath the main portion of the living quarters.
Okay.
And the house has been continually settling since the day it was built. And we've had it jacked and had to pour extra columns underneath the main beam that runs down the center of the house underneath the in the crawl space. And they've done it twice. The last time they did it was about a year and a half, 2 years ago, and it's already starting to settle again and getting to the point, you know, where the floors are all creaking and cracking and doors won't close right.
Oh, man.
I'm just trying to figure out why this keeps happening.
Wow. Where in Pine Top is the property?
It's actually located in Wagon Wheel.
Okay. All right. How long have you owned the home?
Well, since it was built.
Oh, you've been at 28 years, you said, told me?
I was raised in that house.
Okay. Now, who have you had look at it and pour the extra footings?
I can't remember the name of the company. They were a company. They specialized in
foundation,
like jacking houses.
Okay. Because we have a Rosie certified company, Arizona Foundation Solutions,
okay,
as well as Arizona Ramjack, are two Rosie certified companies that specialize in that. I would get. Are you familiar with our website?
Not. I kind of briefed through it a little bit to get your phone number, but no, I haven't.
Are you in Pine Top right now?
Not at the moment.
Okay.
I'm not.
Okay. Get on the website, rosieonthehouse.com, and just type in Foundation Solutions under Find a Trusted Partner. You'll get two great phone numbers. You'll get two great experienced engineer qualified people to come take a look at it and get their interpretation, because there are about 12 really common reasons homes settle in Arizona. Now, Pine Top is one of the more stable areas, although if you go just a little bit southeast of Sholo into a very prestigious neighborhood, they have had some massive foundation failures in that community. And
right.
as well as farther east of you, and there's just some horrible, horrible soil conditions out in the Springerville, Eager area and all of that. And it's collapsing soil, it's fissures, it's expansive soil, it's shifting soil. Any one of those could be causing a problem, Brent. And I would just tell you, get one or both of our experts out there, have them take a look at it, and let's take it from there and see what we can do for you. Okay, let's see if we can bring Mitch into the question real quick. We're running just a little tight on time, but I think we got time to answer Mitch. Mitch, good morning.
Morning. How are you this morning?
Good. What's your project?
Well, we've been remodeling the house inside and out, and we had Rias come in before we started remodeling.
Okay.
And they did all new insulation, ductwork, and an air conditioner, and then we just had all kind of other work done inside and out. We had people in the attic to do some electrical work and stuff like that. Should I have Rias come back and inspect the insulation? I heard what you were saying a bit ago about 5% being disturbed, it drops the cooling capacity, the insulation to 50% or something like that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I would. The fact that it's been insulated and we've had other trades kind of moving in those particular areas, that rule of 5% disturbance creates a 50% deficiency is something I learned from the owner of Rias, Todd Russo. So, yeah, I would get Jeff Carmichael a phone. He's a general manager over there, or Todd, and let him know we talked on the phone, on the air, and you'd like somebody to come out and just put the old evil eye on it. Come give it a good checkout.
Yeah, they did a great job, and the contractor we used was one of your certified contractors.
Which one?
TWD.
TWD. Aren't those good guys?
They did wonderful work inside and out. Their trades were great and everything. I just want to make sure, you know, that everything is, because the house is so easy to cool and heat now, it's not funny.
Oh, Mitch, we appreciate the phone call. Thanks a million. And I know Rias would be more than happy to do that. And I'm glad you're using everybody at the house, Rosie, on the house certified. I know you'll be happy when you're done. You're using two of our very great partners. Folks, when we get back, we have Nathan Angel coming in. Let's talk about your backyard. What can we do to get ready for an absolutely fantabulous Arizona spring and summer outside?